Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Tuesday, 19th of February. Firstly, in Pakistan, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has signed investment deals worth more than $20 billion with Pakistan yesterday during his state visit. Seven agreements and memorandum of understanding were signed between the two countries. Saudi Arabia has signed an agreement to set up an oil refinery in the southwestern part of Pakistan and to supply oil and petroleum products to meet the growing demands of Pakistan. Also in Pakistan yesterday, a leader of Pak Sarzamin Party was shot dead in a suspected targeted attack in the Saki Hasan Chaurangi area of the southern city of Karachi. The politician had recently contested for the Sindh Assembly seat of PS 122 in the regional assembly of Sindh province. Political assassinations are frequently reported in the country. Clients are advised to avoid all political events in Pakistan. Employ extreme caution while traveling to crowded areas or impoverished areas of Karachi. In Bangladesh, more than 40 people, including three journalists, were injured during a turf war between two groups of Bangladesh Chhatra League Party in the Jagannath University in Dhaka yesterday. Some of the party workers were armed with lethal weapons, including fruit bombs and swords. Police had to fire tear gas to control the situation. Clients are advised to avoid the southern part of Dhaka city, as more clashes are expected in the area. In Sri Lanka, vehicular movement will be temporarily suspended in various parts of Colombo until the conclusion of the Gangarama Parihara festival, which will commence at 7 p.m. today. Traffic movement on the following roads will be limited from 5 p.m. onwards in areas like St. James Parish Mavatha, Navam Mavatha, Parihara Mavatha, WAD Ramanayake Mavatha, Muthaya Road, Sri Jinarathana Mavatha, Hanupitiya Lake Road, Braybrook Place, Park Street, and Staple Street. Clients are advised to avoid traveling to these areas expected to host the festival celebrations and avoid the road scheduled for closure. Expect heavy traffic in Colombo during the festival. In Nepal, a couple was arrested by police yesterday from Pokhara 5 area of Parsiang district in central Nepal on charges of printing and circulating fake currency. Police found 19 counterfeit banknotes of rupees 1,000 each. Police recovered a color printer, laptop, mobile top-up cards of Nepal Telecom and Ncell worth 90,000 rupees and two fake Indian banknotes of 500 rupees each. The couple came under police scanner after a local grocery store reported the couple who paid in counterfeit notes in exchange of top-up cards. Clients are advised to be aware of counterfeit currency widely circulated in Nepal and smuggled across to India. Report to local authority if there are any suspicions with currency found on the streets. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessment on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.